Well, here in the U.S., there are a lot of policy ideas floating around as we head toward the 2020 election. And one of them is from Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who says if he's elected, he would push initiatives to inform parents against having their child circumcised. It's a topic that's not often discussed, but we're going to talk about it now with Dr. Jeff Lukish, a pediatric surgeon at Children's National Health System in Maryland. Doctor, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, how common is circumcision in this country in 2019?
Well, a little over 80% of all men in North America are circumcised. So many, many parents bring their children to me and request circumcision, and I have a discussion with them about the pros and cons, and I go over the consensus statements by our American Academy of Pediatrics and our American Urologic Association, and I present to them the risks and benefits and let them try and make the decision as to what they would like.
Okay, so let's talk about those risks and benefits. First of all, what are the pros of circumcision?
Well, when you think about the pros, you have to think about demographics of where individuals live. I mean, there's a global answer to that, and there's a, you know, industrialized Western world answer to that. In America, if you just look at the first 6 months of life for a little baby boy toddler, there is a 10 times increased risk of urinary tract infection in those children before the age of 6 months who are uncircumcised. Hmm. So the risk of urinary tract infection is higher in an uncircumcised male infant versus in a circumcised male infant. Now, later on, adolescent, teenage years, there's risks of what is called paraphimosis, phimosis, and infection of the area called the glands under the uncircumcised young man with the foreskin. And we believe that's because it's not quite as hygienic as the circumcised male. It takes some work for the individual to keep the area clean. And you have to retract the foreskin and clean the area. And at times, I've had 5 or 6 or 7 year old child goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night, retracts the foreskin, and forgets to pull it back over his glands, and that causes what's called paraphimosis. So that whole piece of infection of the glands as an adolescent young adult, phimosis, and then the early increase in urinary tract infections in the male infant, those are the risks of the issue. Now, globally, we have seen that in men that are circumcised, and there's several good randomized trials out there now that have looked at men in Africa and in less industrialized countries, mm-hmm. there's a reduced risk of HIV infection, sexually transmitted diseases like HPV, syphilis. Those are significantly lower in the circumcised male versus the uncircumcised male globally. Now, I have seen over the last 5 to 6 years more parents in these austere environments want the child circumcised. But if those risks are real, then what is the downside of circumcision?
So basically what you're saying is that it's a health and hygiene issue for people who are looking at the pros of circumcision. What are the cons of it?
Yeah, I mean, there are cons. You know, it's a surgical procedure, and the issues of infection of the incision site where the skin is excised, you can have some bleeding, you can have scarring to the area. Those risks, if you look at the big picture, are less than 3%. I think the most important thing is that they go to someone who's performed a lot of them and who's credentialed to do it under one of our bodies, either the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Pediatric Surgical Association, or the AUA.
What about the idea that a circumcision is removing some sort of nerve that, you know, would give you a sensation later in life, that people who are uncircumcised have more sensation in that area than people who are circumcised?
It's a good question, and I don't know if the data supports that answer. I mean, if you look at men and look at the quality of life studies that have been done, there really is no difference in terms of what their subjective sensation is. Now, that's a challenging piece of data because you're comparing it to what is your sensation, and you really don't remember what the sensation was beforehand. But there is a fair amount of young adults that have come to me that get circumcised later in life, and they report the data is pretty clear that there's no difference.
Well, Dr. Lukacs, I think this is one of those stories where people have either turned the radio up so that they can pay close attention to what you're saying, or they've turned the radio off because it is an uncomfortable topic for many people. But
sure.
Thank you for giving us some facts behind
it. Guys' shows are important.
That is Dr. Jeff Lukacs, a pediatric surgeon at Children's National Health System in Maryland. He's also a fellow at the American Academy of Pediatrics. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Jeremy. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And apologies to the kid in the back of the car who has no idea what we're talking about.